and that leaves us $26,875 to go, with that $100 coming in here in just the last little bit. So, friends, if you're out there and listening today and you've never given before to WCNO, we invite you to become a part of this ministry today. You can call, make a pledge. We get your name, your address, your phone number, and then you can send it in when you can. That number to call, 888-221-8990, or our local number?
That would be 772-221-1100.
772-221-1100. So the phone lines are open. We're $26,875 away from having our goal completed. We're here today and tomorrow, just in between the programs for a few minutes at a time, hoping to encourage you that if you have never given before to this station, to call and make that pledge today. Or, you know, if you haven't renewed your pledge, to do that as well. That number again.
The toll-free 888-221-8990 or 772-221-1100.
All right. Well, it's time now for Pastor Jason Bumgardner and the Revealing Truth.
Thanks. Ed Meyer, Century 21, All Professional, for their underwriting support.
Hi, this is Ed Myers, Realtor with Century 21 All Professional and member of the National Association of Realtors. Whether you are buying, selling, or renting a home, understanding the market can be essential. I'm a Century 21 top producer, recipient of the Century 21 Presidential Award, Century 21 Centurion Award, and Quality Service Pinnacle Award. I proudly served the United States Marine Corps, and now I'm specializing in serving the Port St. Lucie, Stuart, Fort Pierce, West Palm Beach, and surrounding areas of the Treasure Coast. Real estate is the key to building long-term wealth. Whether you're looking to buy, sell, or rent a home, a first-time home buyer, or an investor, letting an experienced professional with a proven track record could make all the difference. I would love the opportunity to help you. You can reach me by phone or text at 772-342-0047. Again, that number is 772-342-0047.
Good morning. I'm Pastor Bob Tarvis, your host for the Revealing Truth radio broadcast. I want to invite you to listen in today as Pastor Jason Baumgartner takes us on a journey through God's Word that will reveal truths for our lives. John 8:32 says, "And you shall know the truth, and the truth shall set you free." Grab a pen and take some notes, and let the Holy Spirit reveal the Father's heart to you.
No matter how hard you try to ignore your frustrations, they're still there. Come on, amen. Frustration. I know there's got to be more for me. I know I got to go to some place. God's pulling me to a place to take me somewhere where I'm not right now. And we get this thing on us where our faith begins to die up on the inside. And we get frustrated. Frustrated with each other. Frustrated with God. Frustrated in our marriage. Frustrated with everything. We get numb to it. And pretty soon we come to the conclusion, this is my lot in life. This is how it is. Look, I don't know who I'm talking to today, but somebody, this word's for you. You need to hear me today. God wants to break you out of some things in your life and set you free from some stuff. Amen? I realize this ain't a word for everybody. Some of us got big faith. I'm glad. But listen to me. Amen? God wants to do a work in your life to carry you to a new level of faith. I don't care where you are. People come in, you might be able to put a smile on your face and make everybody think that everything's just going great in your life, and then you go home and you're miserable for the week. That is not the life of faith. That's the life of BS. Yes, I did. Because you ain't kidding nobody but yourself. You're not kidding God. You're trying to look like a Christian for everybody around you, but God knows what's really going on with you. You know when you get home and it's late at night and your head hits the pillow late at night and you're all alone with your thoughts and that stuff is replaying over and over and over and over and the frustration gets built over and over and over. Come on, you know what I'm talking about. Amen? And you hear those voices that speak to you in the night, and they say that you're not living up to your potential. There's more that you can do. You won't never arrive to your destination. God's got a plan for your life. How are you ever going to get there? And you stay in that cycle of discouragement and frustration. I came to tell you today, I don't know where you've been living, but God's about to break you out of cycles of dysfunction in your life. If you'll live by faith, if you embrace it by faith, He's about to break you out of disappointments. He's about to break you out of depression. He's about to break you out of pain. He's about to break you out of agony and torment and hurt feelings and open wounds. God's about to break loose in your life if you allow Him. Now watch this. 2 Corinthians 4:13 says, "And since we have the same spirit of faith," let that just sink in for a minute. "And since we have the same spirit of faith," what he's talking about here, he's talking about all the heroes of faith. He's talking about all the people that went before us, all the guys that laid the foundation, amen? He's saying the faith that David had, the faith that Moses had, the faith that Noah had, the faith that people had that were knocked down and they kept getting back up. The same spirit of faith. People that had major setbacks and they kept on going. The same spirit of faith. That's who he's talking about. Keep your finger there and look in Hebrews chapter 11. Verse 1, he begins to talk about all kinds of people. I want you to notice something about these people. They don't share any ethnicity. They don't share the same gender. They don't share the same financial background. They don't share the same educational background. He just starts Hebrews 11 out by saying this: by faith, Abel offered a better sacrifice. By faith, Noah built an ark and preserved his family. By faith, Abraham left, not knowing where he was going. By faith, Moses forsook the palaces of Egypt. By faith, Daniel. By faith, David. By faith, Gideon. By faith, Samson. By faith, Rahab. Come on, somebody. He goes through about 20 verses of talking about people that we see as Bible heroes, and he doesn't tell us anything about their resume other than this. He doesn't tell us how much they got in their bank account. He doesn't tell us how well they were trained, where they came from, the family that they lived in, how old or how young they were, how many problems they went through, what kind of trouble they had, what kind of frustrations they had. He just says one thing about them with two little words: by faith. By faith. How did you do it, Daniel? By faith. How did you do it, David? By faith. How'd you do it, Samson? By faith. Rahab, how'd you get out of that mess you were in? By faith. David, how'd you get there? By faith. Moses, how'd you get there? By faith. Abraham, how'd you become the father of many nations? By faith. Come on, somebody. They did it by faith. Y'all starting to see a trend here? A message throughout the Bible. Ladies and gentlemen, at the end of the day, they're going to say, "How'd you do it?" And you're going to stand before God and you're going to say, "I did it by faith. It wasn't my education, it wasn't my ability, it wasn't who I knew, whose hands I shook, where I come from, who my parents were. It was by faith." Come on, amen. By faith. By faith. By faith. Come on, try that with me. By faith. By faith. I've come to tell somebody, your faith is greater than your mountain. It's greater than your circumstance. Greater than your problem. It's bigger than your valley. And verse 13 says, "And since we have," somebody say have. How many know that means it's not something you're trying to get? You got it. It's yours. We got it, don't we? And since we have, past tense. Everybody in this room has faith. Touch somebody and say, "I've got faith." I mean, now listen to this. If you're full of fear, you got faith. Because fear is nothing more than faith that has a negative focus. I just keep being afraid we're going to lose it all. I just keep thinking it's all going to fall apart. What's that? That's faith focusing on a negative direction. Amen? Look, I know people that won't go in the ocean because they're so afraid they're going to drown. To the point where they really believe they're going to drown if they get in there. That's faith. And a negative focus. Amen? How many of you drove a car here this morning? Now, I didn't see what was out in the parking lot, but I would assume that most of you, when you got in your car this morning, you didn't sit in your car and hold the key up and pray in tongues for 15 minutes before you stuck in the ignition and started it. Come on, amen? You just had faith. Everybody's got faith. And when we got here this morning, we didn't just stand back there at the light switch and look at the light switch and start going, in Jesus' name, and then flip the switch. That ain't how we got the lights on this morning. We just flipped the switch. We had faith that the electricity was there and it was going to come on. Come on, amen. You know what the problem is? We believe electricity more often than we believe God. We got more faith in FPNL than we do Jesus. You know why? Because we trust what we can see. But the truth is, we are moved by what we don't see. That's how we move. Ladies and gentlemen, listen to me. What you don't see is more real than what you do see. What's in the invisible realm is more real than the realm that we live in. Amen? Somebody say, now faith. Now watch this. It says, we have the same spirit of faith. I don't have light faith. I don't have decaffeinated faith. Come on. I got the same spirit of faith. Amen? How many believe you got the same spirit of faith? Half of you. Come on. How many of you believe you got the same spirit of faith this morning? What he's doing is he's quoting David here. We have the same spirit of faith according to what was written. I believe, therefore I believe, therefore I. Yeah, belief is connected to speaking. You can always tell if somebody's not a real believer because they don't speak. Come on. I believe, therefore I. We believe, therefore we speak. Faith has two elements, believing and speaking. Let me try that again. Faith has two elements, believing and speaking. Woo! I know y'all sitting here thinking, oh man, he's coming one of them word of faith preachers, faith preacher, faith. Well, what's the alternative, a doubt preacher? Come on, amen. Somebody said, you're in all that health and wealth. Well, I'd rather be in the health and wealth than sickness and poverty. If that's what you want, I guess go for it. Amen, come on. Listen to me this morning. Religion will try to convince you to lower your expectations to the realm of your experience. Did you catch that? Rather than raise your expectation to the level of your promise. See, we all got promises in it, but we're scared to believe. So we keep lowering our expectations to what we see. So, well, Pastor, you're going to look foolish if you believe God for that and it don't happen. You're just putting God on the spot. You're putting him on the spot. Well, I got a question. Well, what if it does happen? Then what? I'll pray for anybody. Amen? I don't care what their problem is. I'll pray for them. Because the alternative of not praying for them is nothing's going to happen. Come on, are you here this morning?
Yes, sir.
And now we're going to take a break from the message. We will be rejoining Pastor Jason in just a moment. But first, I want to take this opportunity to tell you about Truth Church. Truth Church is located in the heart of St. Lucie County at 3891 Edwards Road in Fort Pierce. Our Sunday worship service starts at 10 a.m. Truth Church is a non-denominational Pentecostal church that has been serving our community for the last 2 years. There's a ministry for the whole family at Truth Church. Whether it's our monthly senior meetings, children's church, or youth group, there's something for everyone. We've been experiencing a powerful move of God in our services, and we would love for you to come and visit with us. If you're new to the area or you're looking for a home church, we invite you to come and join us. First, you will be our guest, and then you will be our family. Truth Church, a place for the whole family.
I'm praising under open skies, everything breathing, praising God. You're my company.
So what happens is we get to the point where we're afraid of what somebody's going to think if our prayer don't get answered, and we let the devil come in and silence us into not speaking. And then all of a sudden, instead of being a conqueror, you become a victim. I mean, know, when you look in the front of your Bibles, it'll point you back to the original manuscripts of the English language to 1611, to the King James Version, when King James made a decree that the Word of God was going to be written so that every believer could have their own copy of the written Word of God. And how many know up until that point it was only written in Latin? And then before that it was just written in different languages like Greek, and it was on parchment. People back then didn't have a Bible. Amen? I mean, there was a time when the Word was only spoken because it had never been written. I mean, the Apostle Peter didn't have a Bible. Amen? Third century apostles didn't carry around a Bible. So the Word was actually spoken out of their mouth until it could be written. And now that it's been written, we keep on speaking it. Are you with me this morning? That's why we got to speak the Word. David said, here's how all the heroes of the Bible operated. We believed it, and then we spoke it. We believed it, and then we spoke it. We believed it, and then we spoke it. By faith Noah, by faith Moses, by faith Abel. We believed it, and then we spoke it. And watch this. The Logos word, the written word, wraps up all the intentions of God. In other words, in the beginning was the Word, the Logos of God, and the Word was with God, and the Word was God. And what that tells us is that everything that Isaiah talked about, Jesus was. Come on, He was the Word. My God, come on. Can I go a little bit deeper with you? When Jesus got here, what did He say? He said, all the law and all the prophets that have been taught, I am. Out of all the law and all the prophets that have been taught, I am. I'm it. I'm the fulfillment of all of it. So everything Moses wrote on the tablets of stone, everything he got up on the mountain, everything that Isaiah prophesied, everything that Hosea prophesied, everything that Jeremiah prophesied, he said, all the law and the prophets have spoken of me. It's about me, Jesus. In other words, I am the entirety of all that God has ever said in previous time. I'm the fulfillment of it. Hebrews chapter 1, God spoke to us through the law. He spoke to us through the prophets. But now He speaks to us through His Son. Come on, amen? Are y'all with me this morning? I ain't losing nobody, am I? God don't talk to people by the law anymore. It's not about the Ten Commandments. It's about the commandment. Amen? It's about the Lord of glory. Come on. The Lord of glory. He said the whole law is summarized in two commandments. Love God with all your heart, soul, strength, body, and love your neighbor as yourself. That fulfills it. Ladies and gentlemen, if you'll do those two things, then how many of you know you fulfill the Ten Commandments? Because if you love your neighbor and you love God, you ain't going to be jealous over his BMW. You're not going to be eyeballing his wife. Come on, amen? If you love your neighbor, you're not going to go in his yard and steal his cow. God is speaking to us through His Son. Jesus has become everything that God had intended. He had a plan. Amen? So in the Word, it's not just letters and words that are written on a bunch of white pages. That's not what it is. Somebody say the Word.
The Word.
In the Word is God's intentions. It's God's thoughts, God's ideas about you, the things that God has for you, the things that God's planned for you. It's a guideline that God's given us for our lives. Amen? And it's all wrapped up in this book called the Bible. And once you know that, guess what? You got to believe it. And once you believe it, guess what? You got to speak it. Come on, amen? I mean, Romans 10:10 says, for with the heart one believes unto righteousness. In other words, when you believe, you put yourself in a right standing with God. You become righteous. You get in a right standing. For with the heart one believes unto righteousness. And with the mouth confession is made unto salvation. Well, it just sounds so simple, doesn't it? Believe and speak. Believe and speak. Believe and speak. Believe and speak. We got a lot of people that believe but not speaking. How do I become righteous? I mean, if I'm going to receive anything from God, I got to be in a right standing with God. The blessings of God are not yes and amen if I'm not in the right standing with God. They're just floating around up in the atmosphere, just hanging out there waiting on me to get in a right standing with God. Jesus provided them 2,000 years ago. They're there. Come on, amen. Talk to me, somebody. How do I become righteous? It's not by what I wear. It's not about letting my hair grow out. It's not about wearing a three-piece suit. It's not about putting a bunch of makeup on and looking holy. Come on, somebody, or taking makeup off, or getting a tattoo, or not getting a tattoo, or going to the movies, or not going to the movies. That's not how I become righteous. That has nothing to do with righteousness. I become righteous by believing that what God has done through his Son is sufficient to satisfy the penalty of sin in my life. That's how I become righteous. And now because of that, I'm in him and I'm accepted in the beloved of God. God is my daddy. He's my father. Amen. And when I believe that, all of my works are like filthy rags. It's not based on what I do. Hold on to your seat. We're getting ready to go somewhere. You might want to put a seatbelt on, some of you. I don't want you to. You might hear something make you want to go out the door. Put your seatbelt on. I want to give you something. There's nothing you can do to make yourself more acceptable to God. Nothing. You don't even pray to get something. What are you saying, Pastor? Watch this. If my prayers can make God do something, then all I'm doing is manipulating God. I don't pray to get God to do something. I pray to find out what God has already done. And I pray so I know how to align myself with what he's already purposed for my life. That's why I pray. That's why we have intercession. So I'm going to go fast and pray so I can get the power of God. You can't get any more power. You can fast for a year. You ain't going to get any more power. It's not about fasting. All the power of God was released from God when he raised Christ from the dead. That's what Ephesians chapter 1 tells us. Amen. There's no more power to be had. God's already released all the power. It's there. Come on, somebody. It's been released and it's been demonstrated. It's already come toward us. It's already been released towards us. So you can't fast and get more power. You say, well, why do we fast then? We fast to focus. We fast to focus our life. So then we get our attention back on God and get our attention off of ourselves and our surroundings and our circumstances. We come in and we lay before the altar of God and we pray and we weep and we fast because it focuses us in our soulless realm to stay focused on God where the battle goes on. You don't do those things to earn God's blessings because everything that God has already comes by his grace. Grace is unmerited favor. You can't earn it. It's already there. What we do is we believe it, we speak it, and receive it. I believe he paid the price for my sins. So I'm righteous. Amen? I believe he made me accepted, so guess what? I'm accepted. I don't care what you think. Don't really care what you say. I'm accepted by God. Amen? He said I'm holy. I don't care if you think I'm unholy, unrighteous, lazy, out to lunch. I don't care. He said I'm holy. Therefore, I am holy. My God. So you don't look very sanctified, Pastor. Well, thank it if you won't. I'm sanctified. Woo! Because he said so. Now watch this. He said, in my mouth I make confession, watch this, unto salvation. Somebody say salvation. Salvation. I mean, salvation is not just going to heaven when you die. That's not what it's about, amen? We've reduced salvation to come to Jesus and get a free ticket to paradise. Get your free ticket and get the pearly gates will open wide, come on in. Isn't that what we talk about when we talk about salvation? That word salvation is the word zozo. It's an all-inclusive word. It means God has provided everything you'll ever need to become completely fulfilled and live the abundant life here and now and then heaven too. That's salvation. He's saving you. It's provided for you. Salvation includes your marriage being whole. Salvation includes your body being healed. Salvation includes your finances prospering. It means your job's a blessing. It means you're a blessing. It means your kids are a blessing. Salvation includes what encompasses in the word the promise of God. That's salvation. It's not just praying a sinner's prayer and holding out until you die and saying, well, if I can just hang on till Jesus comes. If I can just make it. God. And then pretty soon we're praying, God, just kill me, take me home. one to kill me and take me home. I got destiny here. Come on, amen? Hmm? You know what's so cool about this is it's a backwards kingdom from the way we live. Because in this life, you got to die before you can get your inheritance. Jesus already died. You can get your inheritance now.
Thank you for joining us today for the Revealing Truth with Pastor Jason Baumgartner. We hope you will tune in again each day, Monday through Friday at 11:30 a.m. right here on WCNO 89.9 FM. To obtain your copy of this week's message, please send your check for $5 for shipping and handling to 3891 Edwards Road, Fort Pierce, Florida 34981, and ask for your free copy of The Love of the Father. Pay by phone or simply make a love gift, you can call 772-461-8555. That number again is 772-461-8555. For more exciting information on our church, service times, and directions, you can check us out on the web at igniteyourworld.com. This has been The Revealing Truth with Pastor Jason Baumgartner, and I'm your host, Bob Tarvis. See you next time on The Revealing Truth.
The Revealing Truth radio broadcast thanks Access Able Designs and owner Alan Garrett for their underwriting support of this week's program.
Hello, my name is Alan Garrett, and I'm the owner of Access Able Designs. A diving accident 31 years ago changed my life physically in a way that left me quadriplegic. However, 15 years ago, I dove into Jesus Christ, which changed my life spiritually forever. The combination of the two have given me the unique opportunity to help others. At Access Able Designs, we offer a creative line of bathroom accessibility products, such as folding shower and bathtub benches, as well as our exclusive patented toilet transfer bench. Our products are commercial grade, stainless steel construction, and built to last. They're also available in custom sizes. Our line of ADA compliant swimming pool lifts are a big seller with hotels, commercial properties, and homeowners. Our products can be seen at accessabledesigns.com, as well as my personal life story. I look forward to hearing from you. For more information, you can contact us at 877-853-7816. That number again is 877-853-7816.
The Revealing Truth radio broadcast thanks Ed Meyer, Century 21, All Professional, for their underwriting support.
Hi, this is Ed Myers, Realtor with Century 21 All Professional and member of the National Association of Realtors. Whether you are buying, selling, or renting a home, understanding the market can be essential. I'm a Century 21 top producer, recipient of the Century 21 Presidential Award, Century 21 Centurion Award, and Quality Service Pinnacle Award. I proudly served the United States Marine Corps, and now I'm specializing in serving the Port St. Lucie, Stuart, Fort Pierce, West Palm Beach, and surrounding areas of the Treasure Coast. Real estate is the key to building long-term wealth. Whether you're looking to buy, sell, or rent a home, a first-time home buyer, or an investor, letting an experienced professional with a proven track record could make all the difference. I would love the opportunity to help you. You can reach me by phone or text at 772-342-0047. Again, that number is 772-342-0047.
G4 Summer Camp is back. Free pickup and drop-off. Field trips every week. Super fun all summer long. The best summer ever. Breakfast and lunch included. Sign up now. $85 a week. G4SummerCamp.com. G4SummerCamp.com.
Ignite Your World Ministries, Truth Church, and all its affiliate ministries thanks Destiny Network and Bishop Tony Miller. Destiny Network International exists to serve pastors, local churches, and ministry leaders that make up Destiny Network International. For more information on joining the Destiny Network, go to www.destinynetwork.org.
Well, good morning.